Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Well, I've got to teach my son how to clean his room.
It is that time. He's 8 years old.
Oh, don't I know it.
So when you do a lot for Luca, he's your only son. And my mom was the same way to me growing up. But this is the time where you start doing stuff, right? Where he's 8 going on 9 this year.
He is ready.
I was mowing the lawn back when I was like 8 or 9. And I'm not going to be like my grandparents right back in the day. Like, well, I walked to school when it was snowing outside. But this is the time in his life where he starts doing these things.
That's absolutely right.
How is it going for you so far?
Well, I started this weekend. We've had busy weekends with travel soccer and whatnot, so we didn't get it all done, and there is a lot to do. It's a mess. He's like, I don't know how to do this. He even started... He got a little teary because he was frustrated. But you know what? Cleaning is a skill. You have to teach it. So every day this week, we're going to spend about half an hour on a single section of his room because it is that messy. And he's got a throwaway bag. He's got a giveaway bag.
Does he have a Swiffer yet for his room
some pledge? Not yet. And then he's got a keep bag. And so once we get all that stuff sorted, then we're going to figure out where to put it so he knows that everything has a place.
I am so excited for this kid's 9th birthday later this year. I'm going to buy him a Swiffer wet jet. I hope he really likes
Funny.
It. I hope he loves it.
He's got carpet.
He's got carpet in his room. I wasn't sure. Dang
yeah,
it.
Get him a little vacuum, like a little dust buster.
Now that you're teaching him the ways of Marie Kondo and organization and cleaning, vacuuming, all those things, does this mean you've been spending a lot of time at the Container Store? Organize.
Don't get excited, Kyle.
Don't tempt me with a good time, Kyle. Mm-hmm. You know how I feel about the Container Store. No, that doesn't happen until the end of this process, and then mommy, gets to go to the Container Store alone.
Yes. Good. You built in a reward for yourself.
Yes. His reward is his room is no longer disgusting.
That's
and
good.
He's going to grow up to be a person that people actually like and want to be around.
That's a good motto to have in life.
You're not doing like, we'll pay you $5 week. Good.
No, absolutely.
So there's no incentive.
You should want to clean.
Yeah. Everything in life doesn't come with a reward. Some things you just got to do because that's what you got to do.
You should do it because that's what's expected of you.
That's
like how
it.
You become.
Everything is not a reward in life. You're right,
absolutely
Sarah.
Absolutely not. Yeah, like you know, having a roommate. We've all had that roommate.
Mm-hmm.
All had that roommate that was so dirty, left the dishes in the sink till they molded. That's not the person my son is going to be. Oh, no.
Quick side note. I had a roommate one time where... there was a couple of us living together, and this guy was so lazy.
How lazy was he?
I know exactly. I'll tell you how lazy
to.
He was. He would buy that monster pack of toilet paper, one of those packs that have like 24 in it, you know what I'm saying, packs. And he would just leave it on the kitchen island. He was so lazy, he would not put the toilet paper away. He left it on the kitchen island for like 3 or 4 days, and when he needed to restock, he would just go grab a single roll out of the bag and then leave the rest of it.
That's because someone didn't teach him.
I'll tell you how lazy he was. He was that lazy.
That is lazy.
A little side detour to this cleaning conversation. But with that, Patty with us right now for some advice for you, Sarah.
Okay.
Patty, what do you got today?
Oh, my gosh, I have so much. Well, first of all, I think it's outstanding that you say not everything needs to be is worthy of a reward. Some things you just do.
Thank you.
Far as... how to get them to take accountability. One of the things, actually, my son plays travel soccer as well, and the coach told us, do not pack his bag. Start making them responsible. You know, the water bottle, the socks, and, you know, the extra change of clothes and all that kind of thing. And if they don't have it, well, then they suffer the consequences of sit the bench.
Ah.
Well, that's tough. It really is tough. Because you know what? They're 9. They're 10. Their brains aren't that organized. So we wrote a list. And that was, with the list, it was his responsibility. So that helped a lot. The other thing about the room, oh, my gosh, yes. I did Post-its around the room. And just to say, okay, remember to do this, remember to do that. But then I discovered it becomes white noise. You know, they just don't even see it anymore.
Right.
You have to mix it up. Maybe with, like, a cute emoji or, you know, attach a candy cane to it or a jelly bean, you know, whatever.
I like this. That's good.
Oh, that's
fun. A good strategy.
So that really worked for me, and I have 3 adulting, outstanding human beings as a result.
Great advice. Thank you so much.
So you have a bright future in front of you. This is good.
I love the idea of leaving little notes and, like, you know, a little tiny piece of candy so he's like, oh, okay. But knowing my son at this point in his life, he wouldn't even read it. He'd just eat it and then throw it on the ground.
Patty, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, everyone.
Sound advice from Patty. And the thing that really stood out to me in all this is, you're right, Sarah. Not everything in life is a reward. And there's something else that you said that was great, too. But I've already forgotten about it because that was 10 minutes ago.
Well,
and that seems forever
anyway.
Ago. But I need to go back to it. I need to go find that moment and put it out there on our social media. I do remember one thing, a lot of great things.
I've never
felt
closer to you, Kyle.
Me either. I feel so close to you right now.
You and I both have brain farts.
Sarah, you said a lot of great things. I can't remember any of it, but I think it was good.
But I feel good.
I feel good about it. Thanks, Sarah, for being here. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix.
Bored with your current job? Looking for a new career? With better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Train to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.